Welcome to Church of the Living Word, featuring special guest, Pastor Terry Rogers.
Are you excited to be in God's house? I get an amen. Well, I invited someone special today, and believe it or not, he showed up. Now, kind of guess who I invited. I gave you a hint. Who, the one that I have invited. Who did I invite? I gave you a hint when I first started. Remember, I says, are you excited to be in God's house? So who's in the house? God is in the house. Let's stand and make him welcome, because I do have a song that says, God is in the house.
God is in the house. Everybody shout, amen, amen. God is in the house. Told him was dead. He went to the house where her body was laid. He cried to his father and he said, arise. I love to see their faces when they heard him say, yeah.
God is in the house. Everybody shout, amen, amen. God is in the house.
Who's in the house? Amen. You guys are on fire. That was a recording from a church I used to go to. Every once in a while, the praise team would go ahead and get a CD, and they'd go ahead and record some of their music, and that was one of them. And you want to talk about a really good praise team, that church had it. They don't have it anymore because of the split, but they used to have a really good praise team. Well, this morning, I want to talk to you about, does God approve of us enjoying our lives? There's a lot of people that don't enjoy everyday life, but I really believe God does. The Bible even tells us about the joy he has. Let's stand and let me read the John 10:10. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Okay, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the word today. And I am believing that this is going to be totally a life transformation for some people that never enjoyed life before. I believe that some people will be delivered and make a decision today and turn their life around. We know that there are joy stealers out there in our lives. And we pray that we locate them and pray them and get them out of our lives. We know that your joy is our strength. In Jesus' name and all God's people said. Right there, you can sit down. Right there, it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. He wants us to have a joyful life. Amen? Satan did not want me to do this. I don't know why. But I really feel that there's somebody here today that really needs it. Every time I'd go down in my study, something would happen and it'd be a big interruption. And I would never get back to it. And yesterday I went down to my study and I almost had it done. Then all of a sudden I heard water coming all over the floor. And come to find out, the washing machine had went to drain into the sink. The sink was plugged and there was water all over. So I had to get that taken care of, and then I had to go to work, and then by the time I got home, I had to mow my lawn. So I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to finish this message. Because I was determined that Satan was not going to stop me. I had to take a stand. You know, God wants us not just being alive. He wants us to enjoy being alive. He doesn't want us sad, mad, upset, and backbiting. And believe me, there are a lot of churches out there that are like that. A lot of them. God wants us to be able to enjoy every day of our life. As a child of God, you have a blood-bought, God-ordained right through Christ to enjoy every moment and every day. Regardless of your circumstances, good or bad. As Christians, I really believe that we need to be happy. It is your birthright as a born-again believer. You can have joy. You cannot have joy without peace. You need to have joy, and then you can pass through peace. The first thing you need is to hear the truth. We all know that the truth will set us free. We need to enjoy the ride while we're on it. We need to change our lifestyle. We need to make better choices. So, you need to stomp your holy foot and say enough is enough. And then you need to dig them in the ground and take a stand. Show Satan who's boss. Amen? We need not have a bunch of grouchy Christians running around complaining all the time. And believe me, there's plenty out there. Like, for instance, I've come across this many a times. How are you, sister? Oh, pressing on. How are you, brother? Pressing in. How are you, sister? Oh, the devil's on my back. I like this one. How are you, sister? Fine, praise the Lord. But behind closed doors, she's screaming her head off. To me, fine, all that is they are freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. We are supposed to be happier than anyone else. Amen? The church even needs to look happy. I've gone to churches before, and you'd think you've gone to a funeral. It's like, what's going on? And even during service, you still think you're in a funeral. We're supposed to be happy. Well, the people who are not happy, I double dare you to smile anyways. When you smile, people want to know what you're up to. I do that with my wife. We're sitting there watching TV, and I'll turn to her and smile, and she'll, what are you looking at? I said, I'm looking at you. What are you smiling for? I said, because I want to. What are you up to? Nothing. So it's amazing when you smile at people, they'll think, what are they up to? Are they making fun of me? Are they, you know? We do need to know that there are joy stealers out there. You have, and here's one thing. We've got to find them and get them out of our life. You know, there's not much funny going on nowadays. You turn on the television, listen to the news, and everybody's killing each other. People fighting among the churches. Denominations fighting among each other. It's just sickening. I mean, I turn on the news to hear the weather, and even that's depressing. But there's times when you do hear the news. My wife says, why are there so many killings? Why is there so many people taking their lives? Well, look at the world nowadays. A lot of people are lost. They don't know God. So they're going to take their life. It's just, and sometimes people don't want to know God. They refuse to listen. You even get to the point you want to scream after listening to the news. Do you know where the enemy attacks first? Do you know where the battle is the strongest? It's your mind. That is the weakest part. There is even times I'll be sitting, doing my devotions in the morning, and all of a sudden, my past comes up. Well, do you remember when? Do you think God really approves of this? How can you be saying you're a Christian, but you did this? Well, God forgave me. That's why Christ came and died on the cross, was for our sins. Amen? Here's the truth. Your mind is the battlefield. And that's where Satan tries his level best to take control of it. And believe me, he tries to do a really good job. Some of the things I've gone through this week, I mean, it's like, I've had people say, well, with you being a pastor, you don't get attacked. I go, oh, yes. Us pastors get attacked worse than what you guys do because we're always in the Word of God, and Satan doesn't want it. Satan tries to take control. If he can, keep you thinking negative, fearful, ungodly thoughts. He can steal your peace and destroy and kill your joy and destroy your life. But Jesus says something amazing in response to the attack of the enemy. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That's God's promise. Amen. We cannot go to God only when we have disasters. I feel it's wrong. I mean, that's how I feel. I had a sister-in-law at one time. It's like every time, she was a very sickly woman. And when she got sick, she'd go to church. Then all of a sudden, she started feeling better. She'd quit going to church and live her life like as if she never went to church. So one day, she called me and she says, Terry, why is God punishing me? And I go, what do you mean? Why does he have me have all this sickness, diabetes, and all this, and he's not healing me? And I said, well, number one, you cannot turn God on like a light switch. If you're going to be on his side, you need to stay on his side. because you go to church and you praise the Lord, and then you come home, and the next 2-3 months, you act like you don't even know him. What do you want? Well, I need a miracle, she says. I said, then you need, believe it or not, just the 2 years that she had left before she passed away, she started going to church every day. And that there I felt, you know, some of the things that I talked to her about, I made some progress. And of course, now I'm trying to work on her son. That I don't know if I can do it. We need to keep God number one. If we keep God number one, we wouldn't have so many disasters in our life. God told me that it was okay to enjoy everyday life. There was a time in my life as a teenager, I didn't think that I could enjoy life. I wasn't allowed to go to church, even though I did go to church, but I wasn't allowed to go to church. I remember coming home from church one day, and my mother, I walked into the house, and I met my mother's fist. She gave me a beating like I would, like I never forgot. And then she says to me, I heard you said you want to become a pastor. She goes, don't you ever want to work? You want people to support you? Don't you know pastors don't work? I ended up going to see a psychiatrist over this. She tried to put me away. And the psychiatrist told me there was nothing wrong with me, but he says, as long as I live in her house, I need to do as she said. But when I did get out, I still lived the lifestyle because I was a backslider. Then there was a day that God says, it's okay to enjoy your life. You know how hard it is to break that, you know? It's like you're so used to being depressed and being negative, and somebody walks by you and didn't talk to you. It's like, what have I done? Why are they mad at me? You know, that was a sad life, very sad life. Did you know that the joy of the Lord is our strength? Pastor Audie, you know, says that a lot every Sunday. When I say to enjoy your life, I'm not saying going on vacation or going to a party all the time. I'm saying go and enjoy every day of your life. Life is like a vapor. We never know when our day is up. So we need to enjoy what God has given us. I thank God every morning I'm awake. And I don't care if it's storming or if it's sunny, or if we got 12 feet of snow out there, I thank God for that day. Let me tell you something. Most of life is just not one big happy event. Amen? It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it goes on and on and on. And you have years of it. Most of the life is going to work. Amen? Taking out the garbage. Driving in traffic. And dealing with grumpy neighbors. Amen? That is life. Or whatever it is, but life is not perfect. A lot of people think that they become Christians, they're going to have a perfect life. Well, that's when you're going to really get attacked, is when you do become a Christian. And this is where you need to be strong, and you need to have, like I said, your holy feet planted in the ground and say, okay, Satan, hit me. Give me your best shot. But thank God, we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help us deal with everyday things. Remember, the Lord is our strength, anointed with oil, and anointed with oil of joy. John 15:11 says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be remain in you and that your joy may be full. Once again, he wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be happy. Well, this morning I want to lay a foundation that God wants us to enjoy our life. I believe that is the first place we have to start. Amen? Did you know that an average adult laughs about 4 to 8 times a day? An average child laughs 350 times a day. There's something wrong, isn't there? Us adults are sad. We are really sad. You know, laughter is the best medication. It releases a body chemical called endorphins. I'm going to close here. Endorphins helps release pain and other viruses. So if we go ahead and laugh more, we wouldn't all be so sickly. Amen? Okay. I think that God really wants us to enjoy our life, because I don't know what it is, but Satan has sold us a lie. And that's not okay, amen? Do you like people lying to you? I don't like Satan lying to me. I don't even think, sometimes we're not even aware of what he's done. Somehow I think we think it's okay. We're supposed to be working and following the rules and keep people happy. There's more to life than following rules and keeping people happy. Amen? I used to be a people pleaser. When I once got out on my own, I mean, I did everything. I bent over backwards for people. Did it pay off? No. It took me to go to Montana to be able to get a backbone. I worked with a bunch of women, and they had hired me into the kitchen to cook. And one day, the dietitian came to me, and she says, "Where do you find time to make this stuff?" I said, "I use my time wisely." I said, "Because your other cook sat out there in the break room for 2.5 hours. I said, "When I'm here making homemade cinnamon rolls, making homemade soups." Well, guess what? They tried to run me out. They didn't want me there because I was making them look bad. So I finally got the backbone and I stood my ground, because we were union. And I was also a union steward. So it's like, I think I had the right to say something. And I told him, I set him straight. I said, "If I leave, I leave on my own. I'm not leaving because you want me to. If you don't want, you don't like the situation, you leave. I'm not." And I stayed. You know what? We became good friends. It's amazing. And you let them know where you stand. I am telling you the truth this morning. Some of us might have an eye-opener. But wow, you stop and think, enjoying my life, enjoying every day of my life, I don't know if I can take it. You get used to it. God will see to it. Now, one of the reasons for us that it is important for us to be able to enjoy our life, it is for us. God wants us to enjoy life just for the sheer sake of it. He wants us to do the sheer sake of it and enjoy life. But one of the reasons why he wants us to enjoy life is because we are God's ambassadors. The Bible says in Corinthians that God's making his appeal to the world through us. You are a direct representative of the Almighty God. You and I are showing the world what God is like. We're supposed to. Amen? We are advisors for having a relationship with Jesus. So some of you might say, well, God, why don't I feel happy? Well, because there are joy stealers in your life. Jesus did not go through the things that he did so we would not have the quality of life. We are letting the devil steal from us. Now I'm beginning to close. When you really understand the freedom Christ came to give you, you can enjoy life every single day. As you fight the battle, you want to know you are not fighting alone. Amen? Okay, Pastor Audie.
Amen. Thank you so much, Terry. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Pastor Terry. Thank you so much. When you think about it, Terry, everything you talked about happiness, we live in a world where people try to find happiness in so many different areas, so many different ways. They try to find it in relationships. They try to find it in money. They try to find it in every avenue they can, and it doesn't fulfill a thing. Only Jesus does. When we have the Lord and the Holy Spirit living in us, that's where the joy and the happiness comes forth. Even on your worst day, you still can have that deep-rooted feeling that God is with you. There's joyfulness in that. And that spills over into being happy. We know happiness is circumstantial, but joy isn't. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's something that's deep in our spirits, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're feeling. It doesn't matter. It's something that's deep into our spirits. So don't worry, be happy. I heard that the other day and I cracked it. Don't worry, be happy. So when you feel like you're going through something, just tell yourself, don't worry, be happy. Amen. And then you'll start singing, ooh. Be happy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen.